When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The CW Las Vegas brings you the story fast.
A police chase ended near the Las Vegas Strip following an armed robbery.
Your weather authority.
Breezes as we wake up tomorrow morning, and then they'll strengthen by late morning.
The CW News at 10.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised we'd get to more of your calls. We're going to do just that. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Gary, got about a minute for you. What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a cash reward if anybody knows what clinical call is. I will give anybody who knows where he is. I don't want to do his job about President Trump, but I'm offering $10 if anybody can find out what clinical call is. Hey, I was on the Trump train for years and years, but I'm soured on him. And I hate to disagree with you because you're the best, but between now and November 2024, this man can screw himself up with his big mouth so many times it's ridiculous. I don't know who's greater than that. I don't know if it's a Democrat or a Republican, but well, it's time for a change. And I hate to disagree with you and Gentleman Jim, but I'm done with Trump. I'm sorry. Maybe in a year and a half, I might find myself voting for him. Who knows? Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We agreed to disagree. I still think the only thing that can keep Trump from the presidency is going to be the courts and law enforcement and some trumped-up charge, no pun intended. I really believe that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. Coming up, we'll be joined by Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A major dam in southern Ukraine has collapsed, flooding villages, endangering crops in the country's breadbasket, and threatening drinking water supplies. Both sides in the war are rushing to evacuate residents and blaming each other for the destruction. The United States is assessing who's responsible. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the explosion will have long-lasting consequences.
The damage to the Ukrainian people and to the region will be significant.
And he says it's unknown how the damage and the evacuations will affect the ongoing war.
Right now, too soon to assess what kind of impact it's going to have on the battlefield.
The U.S. is aware of reports that Russia is responsible for the explosion, but Kirby says the U.S. cannot yet say conclusively what happened. Greg Clugston, Washington.
World War II veterans, officials, and visitors are commemorating D-Day on the beaches of Normandy to honor those who fought for freedom in the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin meets with World War II veterans in Normandy as commemorations for the 79th anniversary of D-Day get underway. Many reenactors came at dawn to Omaha Beach, and a ceremony is being held at the American Cemetery in Colleville-sur-Mer, which is home to the graves of 9,386 U.S. soldiers. Walking through the cemetery, Randy Essel from Texas is overcome with emotion.
Breaks your heart. Just breaks your heart.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the NASDAQ rose 47, the S&P advanced 10, oil down to $71.74 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry.
The 8th Annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morningInNevadaPack.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NeverBackDown.org.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Looks like the Oakland A's need to go to extra innings to get public funding for their Las Vegas stadium. The Nevada legislature adjourned without passing Senate Bill 509. State lawmakers will now need to meet in a special session to consider public funding for the $1.5 billion ballpark, which is set to be built on the site of the Tropicana Las Vegas Resort. Senate Bill 509 would have committed up to $380 million in public funds for that 30,000-seat ballpark. Governor Lombardo is expected to issue a proclamation today calling the legislature into its 34th special session to address issues, which went by the wayside before the midnight deadline last night. Expected on the agenda, passing a budget for capital projects around the state for the next couple of years. Lombardo may ask the legislature to consider items that he requested during the regular session, but didn't get. We'll keep you posted on that. Through two games against the Florida Panthers, the team has received historic death scoring, great goaltending, and improved special teams play as the Golden Knights dominated 7-2. They lead the best of seven series 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, the traffic cam sees some slow flows there on the Southern Beltway, both directions, 215 west to Valley Verde, 215 east past Decatur. Watch for accidents right now, J Street at Washington, Charleston at Town Center, and you'll tap the brakes there, Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. I want to thank Nigel Innes for filling in yesterday. We had planned on visiting with Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18, on the day after the close of the regular legislative session. The problem is he is probably just at this hour heading into a meeting with the governor. Will there be a special session? The governor says there will be. He's finalizing what they'll talk about and when they'll talk about it. So I want you to hear Megan Barth, because she worked all weekend in the legislature, and I had a chance to talk to her earlier today and asked her. I said, I understand you had a busy weekend.
Just a touch. Yes, just a touch. And, you know, Kevin, this really could be avoided if people paid attention to their local elections instead of focusing on Washington and what's going there. But focus on your own backyard and start cleaning up the weeds that are growing like a cancer, and that's specifically the Democratic legislators in the majority, which are majority Democrats who are beholden to the unions, beholden to special interests, are hell-bent on turning this state into California. And, we've talked about it before, where we have a lot of California refugees that have fled the Golden State to the Silver State. And the reason that they're doing that is because of policy. It's because policy has created an unfair advantage to those that who are politically connected, has produced failing schools, has produced record amounts of spending, which leads to record amount of taxation. And that is what happened in California. And now we have Californians here. And if you haven't abandoned your Democrat voter registration card, I have to ask why. Why haven't you? Please do not turn Nevada into California, a state that you left because of Democratic policies. So what we see unfolding in the legislature here could get worse, believe it or not, because right now this is managed chaos. And who's managing the chaos and creating the chaos is the Democratic majority. I watched every single day for 120 days. The first 60 days, they did absolutely nothing. Nothing. And then, of course, they jam everything in the last 28 days, including making the legislatures work on Memorial Day weekend, when we should be taking time to pay our respects to those who fought for our freedom. Worked through Memorial Day weekend. We all worked through Memorial Day weekend. We all worked through this weekend, and it's still not done. And oh, by the way, outside of the first 60 days where the Democrat leadership did absolutely nothing to get bills passed through, they scheduled a field trip to go see Kamala Harris. So those were the priorities at the beginning of the legislative session, doing nothing. And then going to see Kamala Harris talk about abortion. And then the last, I don't know, couple weeks, the priority of the Senate majority leader has been to strap her baby to her body and carry the baby like a prop all the way through the Senate sessions, the committee sessions, the hallways, and taking multiple recesses during a Senate session so she can feed the baby, change the baby, burp the baby, whatever she's got to do with the baby because the baby's fussing.
Wow.
It's an absolute clown show.
Let me just ask you, and let me skew away from the future and tell us what yesterday was like. What was yesterday like in Carson City?
Oh, there was tons of behind-the-bar meetings, which means that legislators are doing deals and basically doing negotiations without public outside of the public's view. Actually I have an assembly person calling me right now. Is basically immune to public open meeting laws, those behind the bar sessions where they're finagling how best they're going to stick it to the man. And so we have last minute amendments, huge amounts of appropriations being stuck in the last minute, otherwise known as pork, where they're just on an absolute spending frenzy with money that is not certain. You know, they're using a lot of one-time COVID money and packing that into budgets. And so you have to say, well, if it was one time, where's the second time money coming from? Well, that would be coming from the taxpayer. Like I said, record historic amounts of spending bills in the form of budgets have been passed.
Did they?
And that's $12 billion for education signed into law, 20% increases for state employees signed into law. Within the spending bill, $13 billion in Medicaid, the largest increase and expansion of Medicaid. And then I'm missing one.
Well, the bottom line is this is unsustainable You know, a lot of this one-time money, what I call Biden bucks, it's not going to be there in 2 or 3 years.
Well, right. And so the solution for the Democrats would say, well, we're just going to have to raise taxes. Now, they can't implement a state tax unless the voters approve it. That's by constitutional amendment, but through the Constitution, thank God. But they'll certainly gun for it. And also, they are only one seat away from a supermajority in the Senate. So if the Republicans don't gain seats in the Assembly and the Democrats hold their supermajority in the Assembly, and if the Democrats gain one Senate seat, then they will have the ability to override a gubernatorial veto.
Wow.
So the governor has issued 32 vetoes, a lot of good vetoes. I think his pen's running out of ink. And so whatever crazy legislation he's vetoed can be reborn in the next legislative session. And should the Democrats have a supermajority, they can override future vetoes.
So what is tell me what the final hours were like. When did they stop legislating? Was it 11:59 or did they stop earlier in the evening?
No, I mean they were right up to the gun. Of course, you know, just because why not? You know, they created so much chaos. You know, go all the way to the end. You know, milk it for everything it's worth. So 11:59. And then the governor released a statement at about 1 o'clock in the morning, signaling that they're going to be going into a special session.
The statement last night reads in part, late last night, the regular legislative session concluded. My office and I are conferring with legislative leadership this evening, and I anticipate calling a special legislative session in the morning. We're 12:16 now, and there has been no finalizing of that. We will issue a proclamation to outline agenda items for the special session when finalized. What are they waiting on? I mean, they know what the issues
are.
So
the governor sets the agenda, and basically the House leadership of the Assembly and the Senate, they kind of choose the bills. So I'm sure they're trying to figure out, you know, what bills are going to be put forward. We know the capital improvement project budget has to be determined and signed. So that's a state budget. It's all for the capital improvements, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for a variety of, you know, roads, bridges, buildings, you know, whatever it is, right? What's interesting about the capital improvement budget is there was a capital improvement measure stuck in a pork bill by the name of AB 525, and there's also a Senate bill as well that mimics this bill. $58.5 million omnibus spending bill the Democrats dropped on the Assembly on June 3rd. So 2 days before scene died. And they gave the assemblyman 5 minutes to review it before a vote on the floor. Now, this $58.5 million spending bill is a bunch of taxpayer dollars sent to labor organizations, sent to a variety of nonprofits, and these nonprofits were established by labor organizations. The largest appropriation within that $58.5 million was $15 million to the Culinary Academy in Las Vegas. Now, what is the Culinary Academy in Las Vegas, you might ask? Well, that was started by the Culinary Union as a nonprofit. And so they were going to get $15 million, the Culinary Union, from the taxpayers for some unknown capital improvement plan. Now, I don't know. When I look at the capital improvement budget, I would think that all capital improvement plans should be in the capital improvement budget, right? Because taxpayer dollars are going towards something for capital improvement. This was not. And beyond the $15 million in this bill, then the Democrats stuck in another $25 million to the Culinary Academy in the Senate bill. So you do the math, that's $40 million to a nonprofit run and founded by the Culinary Union.
Megan Barth, she always stirs things up. I love her to death. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're still going to be hunting down Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18, and find out what is going on. He was scheduled into a meeting just after 2 o'clock with the governor. We don't know the extent of the meeting, but we're going to find out if maybe he has an idea of when this whole special session will begin. Will it be this afternoon? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be next week? Carrie Buck has been tweeting out that she has already booked a room till the end of the week. So we'll see what happens there. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Human Nature. Back to the sound of Motown. May 11th to the 14th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. An amazing evening. And tickets are going fast, so get yours now. Human Nature at the South Point.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. And participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming.